Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
Another time, Jesus went into the synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Some of them were looking for a reason to accuse him, so they watched him closely to see if he would heal on the Sabbath. Jesus said to the man with the shriveled hand, "Stand up in front of everyone." Then Jesus asked, "Which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?" But they remained silent. He looked around at them in anger and, deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts, said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was completely restored. Then the Pharisees went out and began to plot with the Herodians how they might kill Jesus. That's found in Mark chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Jesus healed many folks during his short 3 years of public ministry. Much like the healing of this man's hand, other miraculous powers were shared, proving Jesus to be from God as well. He fed thousands of folks with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. He almost broke the nets and sunk the boats of the fishermen who dragged up the catch he made for them. Lepers were healed of their dreaded disease by his telling them to go show themselves to the priest. By just saying the word of healing, the centurion's servant was healed. The disciples, they witnessed the Lord calming the waves and the winds with a simple command, "Be still." And one night, they saw him walking on the water. Does it amaze you that the religious leaders among the Jews, when witnessing his great powers and kind deeds, would want to kill him? To me, it is almost unbelievable. How could they not see the love of God in his healing hand?
Shackled by a heavy burden, 'neath a load of guilt and shame. Touched me, oh, he touched me, he touched me, and oh, the joy, wonderful joy that floods my soul. Something wonderful happened, and now I know he touched me and made. Since I met this blessed Savior, and since he cleansed and made me whole, well, I will never cease, I'll never cease to praise him.
To praise him,
I'll shout while eternity rolls. He touched me, oh, he touched me, he touch me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me.
Something that really troubled the religious leaders among the Jews was how Jesus did not hold to all their traditions about the Sabbath day. The Lord knew well what the Sabbath day was all about. Jesus would honor every single command given in the Mosaic law. He would not sin by violating the law. But the problem was that these religious leaders had adopted from their forefathers traditions that ruled the Sabbath day for them. And perhaps they also had made for themselves rules about the Sabbath. Often their traditions transgressed its very purpose. Jesus had told the Pharisees who were questioning his actions on the Sabbath day that the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. Because of their human rules about observing the Sabbath, they had made it into more of a burden for people. God intended for the Sabbath day to be a day of rest that would bless his people. Jesus would teach a greater good than they had ever been able to see by obeying the Sabbath day command. He taught how to do good for others when the opportunity came. He posed that question that day in the synagogue. He placed the decision in their court by asking if it was lawful to do good or evil, to save life or to kill. Jesus taught elsewhere that if your ox falls into the ditch on the Sabbath day, you attend to its needs. Jesus had healing hands. He used his hands to touch the lepers and make them clean. His hands touched the blind eyes, the deaf ears, tongues that were mute. And then they could see, hear, and speak. His healing hands reached out to the lame, and he gave them a hand up so that they could walk and dance and leap again. Think with me about the man Jesus healed on that Sabbath day. In spite of the traditions made by man, Jesus, being God in the flesh, did what is willed by the Heavenly Father. He did good. We do not know the circumstances of this man's shriveled hand. What we do know is that the hand could not have been of much help. It did not have the strength to provide any help. Before the healing hands of Jesus reached out to him, he could not so much do so many things. Once Jesus cured him, he was made whole. What a good thing to have done for this man. To have kept this good deed checked by it being the Sabbath would go against what is in accordance with God's will. Jesus seeks to open the eyes of the blind Pharisees with his healing hands and his teachings. We must think about how Jesus came to earth to heal our souls. Sin takes away the spiritual strength God desires for us all. By the Lord's spiritual touch, we are restored spiritually to do the good that we otherwise could not do. Like the shriveled hand that could not produce the kind of help and strength for that man, if sin reigns in our mortal bodies, we cannot do the good God desires from us. What a blessing it is when Jesus makes us whole again. That is what the gospel call is all about. Jesus has made all things ready for us to live in righteousness. Through his atonement on Calvary, we are made whole when we in faith come to confess our need for salvation. Jesus heals us as our faith leads us to repentance from sin and obedience to the will of our God in heaven. We pray, as you hear this message today, that if you have never had Jesus heal you from the sickness and the disease of sin, that today you will seek his healing hands.
How long has it been since you talked with the Lord and told him your heart's hidden secret? How long since you prayed? How long since you stayed on your knees till the light shone through? How long has it been since your mind felt at ease? How long since your heart knew no burden? Can you call him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that he cared for you? How long has it been since you knelt by your bed and prayed to the Lord up in heaven? How long since you knew that he'd answer you and would keep you the long night through? How long has it been since you walked with the dawn and felt that the days weren't the living? Can you call since you knew that he cared for you? Can you call him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that he cared for you?
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.